Dracula from Macklew, and you are tuned in to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. CITR.ca.
Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, live on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is the UBC campus, and this station broadcasts all over the place. It's on 101.9 here in the city, but also online, so you could be listening any country in the world. Hopefully, there's a few listeners from Australia. This is an Australian Canadian Music Show, and I always play a lot of older music to start the show, dip into the archives. I really enjoy doing a little bit of a history lesson, I guess. There's just so much wonderful music from Australia that never gets heard much in North America just because of economies of scale. Such world-class music and, you know, 50 years worth of rock and roll in one little pocket of the world. And I try to play a little bit of that each week. What I thought I'd start with this week is a band called Not Drowning, Waving. I've picked this band because late last year, I received a little package here at the station, an unmarked bag full of CDs, and it was full of wonderful Australian music, a lot of it from the 80s and early 90s. And the mystery person did not leave their name, and I've been forever thankful for this person for leaving all these CDs, because I'm slowly going through the pile. I've got them at home. There's a good over 10, maybe 15 CDs, and I've slowly been going through the pile and playing them every few weeks. So thanks so much, mystery person, and thanks especially for putting this band in your little mixed bag, Not Drowning, Waving, a band from Melbourne that I've rediscovered. I guess they were before my time. I didn't really listen to them. I'd heard the name and their side project, My Friend the Chocolate Cake. But I always knew that they were much respected, and definitely I think you'll probably agree of that this is very, very high quality music, and very does have a distinctly Australian sound. Often it's hard to say, well, what does and what doesn't, but there's something quite evocative in this music that you can really get a sense of the Australian landscape and sense of space. Like the band The Triffids, Wide Open Road, you know, that's a classic where you can really sense, you know, what Australia's all about. And this band, Not Drowning, Waving, I think really have done something special too along those same lines. So a little bit about the band. They are from Melbourne, and they formed in 1983, featuring the main talents of David Bridie and John Phillips. So they released 9 albums and soundtracks over the years, eventually disbanding in 1994, but then reforming sporadically 2001, and then between 2005, 2006, 2007. They released compilation albums, live albums, most well known for the soundtrack for the album, for the movie Proof, that came out in 1992. And I've got the soundtrack here, so I'm going to play a couple of songs for that soundtrack. So I thought, yeah, I thought I'd play for you three. I've got three different CDs that the mystery person left in the bag. Firstly is a reissue of their second album, which came out in 1985, called Little Desert. Secondly, we have the what's arguably the classic called Claim, the most highly rated album, Claim. So we'll play a few tracks from Claim, and then this Proof soundtrack that came out in 1992. So, yeah, we'll play for you a whole bunch of songs here from Not Drowning Waving, from Melbourne, Australia. Sadly no longer with us, but a band that's left a wonderful legacy of amazing music. Two of the members of the band are classically trained, so you can really hear the quality that's going to come through. They do a lot, it's very atmospheric, sort of mixture of rock and ambient and world music. So I'll tell you more about the band as we go in. So let's start with this album from 1985 called Little Desert. And we'll play a couple of tracks from this. The first track is called The Same Heat. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
Thank you. lots of heavy drink out there. Drying old boulders in the weather. Nothing else can save the dog's bones. Till they turn into red dust. And nothing else can save the dog's bones from breaking up and rolling away. Until they turn into red.
Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
Welcome back to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And we're dipping into the archives and featuring a band called Not Drowning Waving. And I played for you a couple of tracks from an album of theirs called The Little Desert, the second album. So I played for you The Same Heat and Through the One Last Door. So Not Drowning Waving, a band sadly no longer with us, but had an extraordinary run of quality music. As I mentioned, two of the main artists in the band were actually classically trained. So David Bridie, classically trained keyboard player, and guitarist John Phillips. So the band expanded and contracted over various years, various lineups, but they were the two main core members. So just a little bit more information. That album we just played, the band, to record that, they found an old empty church hall in Elstonwick and brought recording equipment into the hall for a series of days and late nights of live recordings. And the singer, Tim Cole, also was the producer and engineer on that record. So lovely, evocative sound that came out of that church hall setting. So because, I mean, the members of this band are serious musicians, and they have sort of side careers as film music scorers. And around this time, a filmmaker contacted the band, and a couple of members went over to Papua New Guinea, where they scored some music for a film that was being made there called Canoe Man, a documentary film. An EP was recorded from that session as well. So, yeah, it shows a very international flavour of this band. I wonder how well-known they are overseas. I mean, I definitely don't think a lot of people around here would know about them, which is a shame. So it's good to re-feature them here. Next up, of course, was the album Claim. That's what I'm going to be playing for you now, which was, from what I could tell here online, regarded as the classic Not Drowning Waving record. So let's play some songs to this. I mean, you'll notice from this band that they're very musically oriented. There is a lot of actually it's just instrumental tracks, which you'll hear a lot of later on when I play the Proof soundtrack that they did. So so this album Claim, it came out in June of 1988. Again, just beautiful low-key hypnotic songs here, a lot of ambient sounds, and lyrically you know, very Australian centric, but also you know, I think this is definitely a band that has universal acclaim because there's such a world music flavour to it as well. Anyway, let's just hear the music. I'm going to play for you first up the single Willow Tree, then a song called Fishing Trawler. This is Not Drowning Waving from the classic Claim album from 1988.
Picture for me. canned food and the talks that we have. And the challenge of five big faced people together. Still we stay blue whilst always swing on a big road train. We all drive through the air on the branches ahead. We all know just where we want to be. Sitting on the roof. All the things we could say. The 5 o'clock on the town hall. The tree on the hill. Next door holes and down a front footpath. God knows why she thinks that it has to be clean. So we swing on a big willow train. We all drive through the air on the branches that hang. We all know just where we want to be. Inside out.
dried their sweat, and then they splash your water round and round, and they slap each other on the back.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Thanks so much for listening. And if you're a fan of the show or just curious about what I've been playing over the weeks, you can go to the show blog, go to Google. The easiest way to find the blog is to type in OZSTRANDED into Google, Oz Stranded, and you'll find a whole a wonderful blog there with set lists posted each week with the podcast and a video clip too of one of the bands that I feature. So over 100 podcasts there for you to enjoy. Send me an email. There's an email link. You can find the show on Twitter too as well, Oz Stranded, if you find type that into Twitter. Okay, so this is a little feature on Not Drowning Waving, a very high-quality band from Melbourne who put out a great range of albums and have reformed sporadically. They don't exist any longer. They had a separate side project called My Friend the Chocolate Cake too, which is an acoustic side project. So I just played for you a couple of tracks from the classic album called Claim that came out in 1988. First two tracks for you, Willow Tree and The Fishing Trawler. I've got one other album of theirs to feature, which is the soundtrack to the film Proof, featuring Hugo Weaving, which came out in 1992. So that's all instrumental music. But I wanted to play another couple of albums though from this album, which is just amazing. Beautiful piano ballads and hypnotic ambient type sounds. This next song, Palau, is wonderful. P-A-L-A-U, it's called. So I wanted to play for you Palau, and then Terra Nullius, track 9. I think I'll play for you two more tracks now from the Claim album by Not Drowning Waving, Melbourne band from the 80s, 90s. So these sounds are from 1988. You're just about to hear Not Drowning Waving.
divides its time.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you sweet deals on the West Side and UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, Displaced Hasheries, The Eatery, Fresh is the Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Illusion Studio and Spa, Herner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, with your host Matt here, and a little feature on Not Drowning Waving. So we heard a couple more tracks there from the Claim album. We heard Palau, P-A-L-A-U, and Terra Nullius. Now, terra nullius is a word, it's a Latin expression, has a particular meaning. It means land belonging to no one, which was used under international law to describe territory which had never been subject to sovereignty of any state. So that's how the British people were able to justify conquering the continent of Australia. In 1788, of course, prior to this, Indigenous Australians inhabited the entire continent. And sadly, the doctrine of terra nullius was artificially used to decide that, well, there was nobody there because, as far as English were concerned, Indigenous people weren't really, didn't really make much difference to them whether they were there or not, which is a very, very, horrible legacy. And that's what happened with the colonizing of Australia. Actually, it ended up in litigation, of course. The concept of terra nullia became a major political issue in 1992 when the Aboriginal rights case known as Mabo was brought to the High Court of Australia, where they actually issued a judgment which directly overturned the terra nullius doctrine. So that enabled Aboriginal Australians to start to claim land rights for themselves. Australia didn't have a series of treaties like what occurred in North America with First Nations. So there was, you know, there had to be a different legal process to starting the reclamation of Aboriginal homeland. So, yeah, lots of interesting stuff there to learn about Australian history. So that was Terra Nullius. That was the song. The reason I spoke about that was because track 9 from this album, Claim, is called Terra Nullius. So Proof was a movie. It's a classic Australian movie that came out in 1991, and it starred, of course, big names now, Hugo Weaving and Russell Crowe. So it was an indie film, one of the earlier films for these two gentlemen. So it's the story of a blind photographer. So Hugo Weaving is a blind photographer, and he befriends Russell Crowe, who was a waiter at a local restaurant, and the pair become good friends. And the third character is Hugo Weaving's housekeeper, Celia, who becomes quite manipulative and obsessed with Hugo. So it's a really fascinating drama. And anyway, Not Drowning Waving was brought in to do the soundtrack. And it was actually, this album now was awarded in 1992. It was recorded Best Independent Release for the Australian Record Industry Music Awards in 1992. So there you go. This is a pretty major release here. So I thought I'd leave you with two more tracks from Not Drowning Waving, from this Proof soundtrack. And again, thanks so much to the mystery person who gave me these CDs. Last year, somebody left a whole bunch of Australian CDs here at the station with my name on it, and I'm forever grateful. So here's giving the gift of these CDs to the world so you can hear this wonderful music. So here's a couple of tracks from Proof, instrumental tracks. This is a movie soundtrack from 1991. I recommend the movie Hugo Weaving, Russell Crowe, if you can find it out there. Here we go. Enjoy.
been blind all your life.
I know.
What were you doing driving a car?
I forgot.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Thanks for tuning in. This is Strand at the Australian Canadian Music Show. I'm your host, Matt. And don't forget that blog. Go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED with the show blog with all the podcasts and set lists for each show and a video clip. So we just wrapped up the feature on Not Drowning Waving. Really wanted to spend a lot of time exploring that band. I played for you from three different releases. First up was The Little Desert. From 1985, then we had Claim from 1988, and then the Proof soundtrack, the movie Proof, featuring Hugo Weaving and Russell Crowe, one of their very early films, an indie film called Proof, which is an Australian classic, highly recommended. And I played for you two wonderful songs from the soundtrack. The song was called Walk, and then Happy.
This is Tom Ferris from Mold. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we're back on CITR 101.9 FM. And now it's time for some new Australian music and then into new Canadian music. So let's get right into it. This is a band called Love Connection. It is a track called Nobody Knows from their Euphoria LP. This is a band from Melbourne. A lot of wonderful keyboards and warm guitars on this release. So here we go. Here's Love Connection. The song is called Nobody Knows. Brand new Australian music.
Thank you. don't want to be just another.
So we're into the new Australian music here now on Stranded here, the Australian Canadian Music Show. So first of all, you heard their Love Connection with the song Nobody Knows. They're from Melbourne. And then after that, we had a very interesting band called The Last Dinosaurs. They have a full-length debut, which is called In a Million Years. Very interesting. It's they're a Brisbane band, Quartet, guitar pop there. We heard a track called Zoom, so they're from Brisbane. They're called The Last Dinosaurs. And then finally was a wonderful track called Be Fine by Bear Hug. Now, I really like them. They've actually had comparisons to Toronto's Broken Social Scene, very sprawling kind of arrangements there, very Broken Social Scene-like. So that's a band called Bear Hug, fresh music from Australia. The album's called Bill Dance Shiner. Okay, so let's press on into brand new Canadian music up next. I used to live in Calgary for a small while and became familiar with the station CJSW, which is, of course, similar to CITR here. Really wonderful station, very well supported by the community, and they're very well resourced. They've got a new studio, and they've done a live album from bands, I guess, who played there in the studio. So I'm going to play you a few tracks from that live album. This has come here, you know, onto our playlist, and then I'll play you first, and then tell you who the bands are. Okay.
It's all that dance spot, dress blood red. You may a wig, but there's songs, well, he's a wig, blood. New songs and an excuse for you. You neglect to wait a chance against consequence. Get one big friend, 1 second sensation. Now they're alive and already a new fight resident. Take more room up ahead, I see the congestion. Hey! Hey, hey! Take me down, hey, hey, so take me down and let me burn, and let me burn. So take me down, hey, hey, so take me down and let me burn. I'll help you drown. The bed of nails is hiding on your block. It is a drought on the fence, and then it's all hold your mouth. While like a coral entwined in the nails, you close the lid upon yourself. Buy at the pine roof of your new residence, which you should face as you take your last breath. Thinking of drinking a few more in excess, fixing your mind with the shine like a light bulb. Hey, 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 hey. So take me down, hey, hey, so take me down and let me burn. And let me burn. So take me down, hey, hey, so take me down and let me burn. I'll help you drown.
Don't you want to? talking out foul mouths, temper tantrum, foolish little boy making things out of words, hiding scars with makeup. The future will expose us. I'm turning myself in. I'm turning myself in. Once upon a time, you fell down a hole, got tricked into thinking that you're made out of gold. You're looking for answers. Well, look to nature. Chimps eat each other. Yeah, chimps eat each other.
Okay, welcome back. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. My name's Matt, and here we go. So that was three live tracks from Calgary. The compilation is called Tunes for Baboons, live sessions from CJSW 90.9 FM, a wonderful station there, a college campus college radio station at the University of Calgary. I highly recommend popping your head in there and saying hi if you're ever in that city. So we heard three bands with The Inquisition with the track Pine. That song was recorded October 24th, 2010. The Ex-Boyfriends with the song Bubblegum, recorded November 26, 2010. And then the SSRIs with the song Clay-Faced Meat Boots, recorded November 4th, 2010. So that recorded live in the studios for CJSW. So that's it for Calgary music for the time being. We will, of course, revisit that city. I'd like to do features of different cities. That would be kind of cool. I'll think about that for the months ahead. Anyway, we're almost out of time, so let's head off into the sunset with some Black Mountain from Vancouver, BC. Let's end it local. They have Year Zero, the original soundtrack, just out, and on Jag Jaguar Records. So here we go, brand new Black Mountain. I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks from this original soundtrack. First up, track one, Phosphorescent Waves. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. Okay, welcome back. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. My name's Matt, and here we go. So that was three live tracks from Calgary. The compilation is called Tunes for Baboons, live sessions from CJSW 90.9 FM, a wonderful station there, a college campus college radio station at the University of Calgary. I highly recommend popping your head in there and saying hi if you're ever in that city. So we heard three bands with The Inquisition with the track Pine. That song was recorded October 24th, 2010. The Ex-Boyfriends with the song Bubblegum, recorded November 26, 2010. And then the SSRIs with the song Clay-Faced Meat Boots, recorded November 4th, 2010. So that recorded live in the studios for CJSW. So that's it for Calgary music for the time being. We will, of course, revisit that city. I'd like to do features of different cities. That would be kind of cool. I'll think about that for the months ahead. Anyway, we're almost out of time, so let's head off into the sunset with some Black Mountain from Vancouver, BC. Let's end it local. They have Year Zero, the original soundtrack, just out, and on Jag Jaguar Records. So here we go, brand new Black Mountain. I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks from this original soundtrack. First up, track one, Phosphorescent Waves. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
Most feared time in human existence. Rule
wheels cast aside, we search for an answer. How do we live in the strange new world?
Winnie Cooper is proud to present the Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. 560 also features four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will be presenting you with some of the hottest musical acts to hit town. Get your tickets quick for Lil B, performing the WinnieCooper.net 4-year anniversary party at 560. Advanced tickets are available through WinnieCooper.net, Club Zone, or at Zulu, Beat Street, and Red Cat Records. This will be Lil B, the Bass God's first Canadian appearance. Watch out for the Das Racist Show, set to perform their unique style of Brooklyn-based hip-hop on May 2nd. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
This is CITR 101.9 FM. African Rhythms is right up in a few minutes. And if you've just tuned in, you've just unfortunately missed a great show, Australian and Canadian Music. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I'm Matt. And if you want to catch what you may have missed or listen to some older shows, go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED, Oz Stranded. You'll find the show blog. And you can always find me on Twitter as well, Oz Stranded. And send me an email if you want to, through the show blog, to request a song or say hi. I always love to hear from listeners. So there we go. We heard Black Mountain. We finished the show off locally. This show is broadcast from Vancouver. Black Mountain, great stoner rock band on Jaguar Records, local heroes. We heard two tracks off their new record, which is the Year Zero original soundtrack. Phosphorescent Ways was track one, and track nine, Breathe. So we started with the first track and the last track off that record. Thanks so much for listening. This is a big show. We had a feature all the way at the start on Not Drowning Waving, a classic band from Australia. I really hope you enjoyed that little trip back in time to the 80s and 90s. Not sure what will be up next week, but I do know there are a few Australian bands coming through town, actually. So let's see if I can get some interviews again. We've got the Jezebels coming, the Beautiful Girls. We have Ash Grunwald. Yeah. So there you go. Lots of great Australian music in this part of the world. I've been Matt. This has been Stranded. Hope you enjoy African Rhythms coming up after now. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Good evening. Bye for now.
Brittany!
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Xtina! Mariah! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
Diamanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.